You are now listening to Money Ocean Waste. This podcast is about plastic in the ocean and its economic impact. Today I'm interviewing my Aunt Kelly.
Hello, Bjorn. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. And Kelly is a friend of Boyan Slot, who created a machine that cleans up the ocean's plastic without using any energy.
So, my first question for you is, how could we clean it up?
All right, so how to clean it up? Well, there's a lot of plastic in the ocean, so it's kind of tricky. The ocean's huge, too. And so it's probably best to figure out where most of the plastic is and then try to come up with a way to collect the most of the plastic from those areas. And so one thing that's cool about the ocean is that it flows and there's currents and all that, but there's certain places in the ocean where the current swirls, and they're called gyres, and there are quite a few of them around. There's one really big gyre that's right off the coast of Hawaii, and that's called the Pacific Gyre, and it's also often called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And that's
I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's because the trash tends to collect in that patch and circulate around and around, and it gets stuck. There's a lot of trash out there. And so how best to clean it up? Well, Boyan came up with an idea to put in a system in the garbage patch that would collect the garbage there and remove it from the oceans. Yeah.
Okay, cool. How does it work?
It's a great question. So, Boyan's idea was that if the ocean is circulating by itself already, why not put some barrier that floats on the top of the ocean that would just have the plastic float around in that big circle and bump against the barrier and collect there, and then you could send ships out to pick up the garbage that it collected.
Oh, that's cool. So it's basically like a big line, like that's like floating on the ocean that like catches the plastic as it goes like to where like the currents take it to, and then boats like come out to it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a long, long tube. I got a chance to look at it up close, and the tube itself is taller than me, the pipe, and it's actually a pipe. It's made out of metal.
Oh,
and
cool.
Underneath it is a long skirt. They call it a skirt, but it's not like a skirt that you'd wear. It's just a long piece of material that floats under the water and catches the littler pieces of plastic. So the big pieces float on the top, but there's a lot of little plastic that floats right underneath the surface of the ocean. And so what's neat about this is that it doesn't use any energy to float out there. It uses solar power with little solar panels on top of it to kind of keep it in position and to communicate back to the ocean cleanup so that they know if there's any problems or anything like that.
Okay, that's cool. And one of my other questions about the machine is, what was the process of creating the machine?
That's a great question, and that's kind of where I came into this whole project. So the process started as a high school project that Boyan had, and he had been on vacation with his mom and had been swimming in the Mediterranean Ocean. He lives in the Netherlands, so in Europe, so that makes sense that that'd be a vacation place. And he noticed that he was seeing more plastic in the ocean than fish, and it really bothered him. He started thinking about what to do for his high school senior project and decided he would come up with a way to clean the plastic out of the oceans. And so he worked on that, came up with an idea, and then he gave what's called a TED Talk. It's another program that
I've heard of those.
Yeah, they're really interesting. There's quite a few good ones. He gave a TED Talk, and he was only 17 when he did that. And so here's this young man up there talking about this great idea. And from that, a lot of people got interested. Engineers and scientists all around the world were really interested in helping him figure out how to solve this problem. And so yeah, it was neat.
Cool. Like,
people from all over giving ideas and how they could do this. And so it all came together as one big study. It was over 500 pages. And
wow.
Yeah, I got to read it.
Fun.
So my job was to take all these papers that all these scientists sent in all over the world and to put them all together in one big book that made sense. And so that was fun. I learned a lot of things. I learned about fishing and the ocean currents and how plastic impacts wildlife and all sorts of interesting stuff. So
yeah, that sounds really entertaining and like interesting.
Oh, it was. Even your uncle Chuck got involved in helping because he's an engineer, and he could read the engineering parts and help explain them better. And my job was to make the book more readable for normal people, not just scientists and engineers. Not that scientists and engineers are not normal, but you know what I mean.
So. Yep, I do. Yep, and one of the other questions I had about the machine is what was the cost of making, or no, sorry, what was the process of making the machine?
Well, you know, we did the study, and then after the study was done, Boyan and the Ocean Cleanup got to work trying to figure out how to build something that would actually work. They did a lot of testing of smaller versions of the system in the North Sea, just off the coast of the Netherlands. And they gradually got it to the point where they thought they were ready to try a full system. And one thing to keep in mind, the ocean's huge. So obviously,
it is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. How would you build one thing that would collect all this trash? You really can't, because then if you did, you'd block ships and things like that, and it'd be more easy to break if there one big thing. So the plan is to have 60 of these systems deployed out to the gyre, and so there's only one out there so far. And that one,
wow.
Yeah, that one took a lot of work to put together and to pull out there. And they're still kind of figuring out all the bugs and things that could go wrong and trying to make it a better system. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. And my last question about the machine is what is the cost of using the machine, and like how much does it cost to like clean up all the plastic that the machine collects?
Good question. So the very first one, it was estimated to cost $24.6 million versus one.
But to just to create or to use?
To create it. And using it, I don't think that they have really a good feel for how much it will cost to use the system once it's all in place, especially when there's 60 of them and it's collecting all the trash. So, I mean, they can guess, but it's nobody's ever done this before, so it's all new. It's really hard to estimate. And, you know, they're getting better and better at figuring out ways to make it more efficient.
So one of the questions that I had, and you actually sent this one to Boyan, and it was, what
are some of the economic impacts of cleaning up our oceans? And could you read out what he said back, please?
Oh, for sure. Yes. So he said, this is a good question. We did research on this, and it turns out that the plastic in the ocean is really expensive. Because it damages the fishing industry and tourism, and damages boats as well. This is up to $19 billion per year. Cleaning the oceans will cost about 1% of this, so cleanup will be a big benefit to economies worldwide.
Thank you for listening. This is Money, Ocean, Waste, and thank you to my Aunt Kelly for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.